The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. Now, all over social media, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. I want to thank our sponsors for our show today. And for a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And Raycom Radios, we're going to talk all about them. We're going to have a whole show with the founder of Raycom Radios. Today, I got a special guest today, Sabrina, who I met at the Bard Hall Show. The Bard Hall Show in Long Beach with Southern California Sea Turtles. Sabrina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. It was wonderful meeting you at the Bard Hall Show over the weekend. And I'm happy to talk about our sea turtles today.
You know, this is really exciting to have you on because it's something I didn't know existed. I didn't know we had turtles in the ocean. And, you know, of course, I used to have, you know, the little tiny turtles when I used to go to the fun little events, you know, like the Halloween events.
Oh, yeah, the red-eared sliders. Oh, my goodness. The bane of fish and wildlife everywhere.
Wow. And now, you know, and I've got friends, I've actually talked about you, and they said, oh, yeah, we got a turtle. I see him all the time in Marina Del Rey. Well, first of all, let me ask you, how did you get into this career? And then tell me what Southern California Sea Turtles, what it's all about.
So I got into this career. I was originally studying cetacean, which is the whales and dolphins, bioacoustics, so the songs and the sounds that they make. Wow. Under the water in Angola and Madagascar from an office in New York City, if you can believe it. So I decided to go to Hawaii and listen to some whales in person finally and came face to face with my first ever green sea turtle. And after getting my dive certification for 3 or 4 days under the water with them, I decided to switch gears from marine mammals and study the sea turtles instead. And here we are, many, many years later. That was probably 2007, 2008.
Okay. Wow, that's exciting. So when you were studying the songs, do they actually, is it true what they say about dolphins and whales, that they communicate by sound? Do I have any of that right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know as much about dolphins, but we were studying humpback whales as well as blue whales. And the humpback whales are actually really creative with their songs, and they'll actually sample bars of other whale songs that they pass during their migration and then remix it into their song of the year. And that's one of the ways that we can find out which migration paths humpbacks are taking is which songs they're using for their remixes each year, which is pretty fun.
Can we get a group of whales together and sing some pop songs?
You know, they actually prefer to sing their own songs, but we'll see. Maybe we could get an orca on it or something.
Well, tell me about SoCal Sea Turtles. What does the organization
do? SoCal Sea Turtles started as my master's project when I was at Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UCSD in San Diego. I had originally wanted to study interactions between small-scale artisanal fishers and sea turtles in Madagascar, where I had done some field work years prior. But that project fell through at the last minute, and so I was looking for something local. And when I moved here in 2015, I had no idea that there were so many sea turtles here in Southern California. And so luckily, I had a great graduate student advisor up at Southwest Fisheries Science Center at NOAA Fisheries, Jeff Steminoff, and he invited me out to go tag and weigh and measure sea turtles in San Diego Bay in 2015. And the rest is history. I, you know, fell in love with these wonderful urban dinosaurs, as I like to call them, and I just found it so shocking to see 400 and 500 pound giant marine reptiles gliding past sunken shopping carts in our very urban waterways. And I was just smitten. And, you know, because we didn't have the kind of outreach and education around our sea turtles that I was used to, you know, on the East Coast in Florida, because the turtles actually nest there, they have a lot of programs for the public, a lot of signage. Everybody's really involved in sea turtle conservation in Florida, because you can't avoid it. You know, you sit on the beach in the right season and there they are. They're coming out of the ocean laying eggs. But here, our sea turtles stay in the water all the time. They nest down in Michoacan in Mexico. So you really have to go looking for them. And that's really the issue that SoCal Sea Turtles is trying to solve, is how do we get everyone to know our turtles are there and be looking out for our turtles on the water? Because just like manatees in Florida, especially our green sea turtles, really like shallow, warm, protected water, which we also like for our safety and comfort as well. And so we get these areas like Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, Agua Hedionda in Carlsbad, you know, Los Angeles Harbor, where you've got a lot of sea turtles there to eat the delicious seaweed and nudibranch sea slugs and sea snails that they can find on the dock pilings and the rocks. And then you've got a huge density of people on, you know, both motorized watercraft as well as, you know, human-powered watercraft. And there's so many vessels in the water, the turtles can't possibly hear which direction the boats are coming from or the jet skis are coming from. And so we're seeing, you know, some vessels strike and, of course, entanglement in marine debris and all, you know, the issues that come along with the high population density of humans in a really important wildlife habitat. And so my hope with this program is that every single person on the water knows our turtles are there, is looking out for them, and knows that they can call the NOAA Sea Turtle Stranding Hotline phone number 24 hours a day if they see a turtle that needs help. And fingers crossed, we can save as many as can be saved and continue living alongside these urban dinosaurs for many years to come.
Wow, that is so amazing, because I didn't know they existed at all in the ocean. Are there a lot? I mean, are there different species? Or how big are they and how prevalent
Absolutely.
Are they?
So there are 7 species of sea turtle on the planet. We can get up to 5 species here in Southern California, although 2 or 3 of them are really the most common and the rest are occasional visitors. And sea turtles in general on the planet can range in size as adults from the very smallest, which was the first sea turtle I worked with in New York, the Kemp's Ridley, which is just an itty-bitty 100-pound adult turtle, all the way up to our leatherback sea turtles, which can get up to 10 feet and 2,000 pounds in weight at adulthood. So huge spread there of size. And here in Southern California, we don't get the Kemp's Ridley because they're an Atlantic and Caribbean species, but we do get the Olive Ridley every once in a while coming up from Mexico. These are the ones with kind of the olive green coloration. Mm. They have a pretty weird-looking carapace or back shell where it has almost like a big hump in the front, and then it slopes way down. And they really have only been seen recently in Orange County. We don't see them as much down here in San Diego. But we do, of course, get our green sea turtles in great numbers down here in San Diego as well as Los Angeles, all the way up to Santa Barbara, sometimes as far up as Alaska, but really they're most comfortable Santa Barbara down south. And then in the summer especially, we get our loggerhead sea turtles offshore coming from Japan where they are born, and they only travel during El Nino events. And so this summer, especially in July, we may be expecting many, many little loggerhead sea turtles coming over from Japan to grow up here in these nice productive waters in Southern California.
So there's a sea turtle called Loggerhead. That just made sense. I have a friend that's got a boat called Loggerhead. It's a fishing boat.
Nice.
And he's got a picture of a turtle, and it's his kind of cartoon caricature of himself as the face. And I never knew that.
Oh, have fun.
So I have to let him know that I now know the origins of – so Loggerhead, that's a sea – so are they endangered or are they prevalent, and do they get in the way of fishermen? And also, it's like a nine-part question. What do they eat? How do they survive?
All right. Well, let's see. Our first sea turtle that I have to mention, even though it's more common in Northern California, Washington, and Oregon, is our California state marine reptile, the Pacific leatherback turtle. They are really important to fisheries because they specialize in eating jellies, sea jellies, jellyfish, as well as salps and pyrosomes. And as most people know, jellies are more prevalent as the ocean is getting warmer, and they like to eat fish eggs and larval fish. And so our leatherbacks are going to take care of this problem for us if we can protect them by eating as many jellyfish as they can almost 24/7 while they're feeding in Monterey Bay, San Francisco, up north there. And then they make the most epic migration all the way down to Fiji and Papua New Guinea about every 4 years to breed. And then they have to get all the way back across the Pacific Ocean to us here in California to stock up on more jellies for the next few years before they go to breed again. So they're a pretty magnificent animal for a lot of reasons. And they unfortunately did cause some of the fisheries in Northern California to be impacted during their season, which is summer through early fall, because they were finding that the drift gillnet fishery was getting way too many of these highly critically endangered turtles caught in their nets.
Oh, no.
So we do now have a time area closure just during the summer in Northern California to try and protect the last remaining breeding individuals from that population while they're feeding and stocking up for their big voyage across the Pacific.
Where would I see turtles if I was diving? If I was diving, and of course I'm in between King Harbor and, you know, I go to Oceanside a little bit, and King Harbor and Marina del Rey and Oxnard Ventura. If I go diving in any one of the close areas, will I see turtles there?
Believe it or not, diving is not the best way to see sea turtles here in the eastern Pacific because the water visibility is pretty low, and our turtles, except for a few small groups of them, like the 7 or 8 individuals that have been hanging out in La Jolla with the divers there, most of our turtles are pretty skittish in comparison to the turtles like in Hawaii. And so your best bet is really to be sitting on a boat or a paddleboard or a kayak right before sunset, especially in like back bays and protected areas. And then you'll see our green sea turtles when they're a little bit less active right before they bed down for the night. They'll be just chilling under the surface, coming up to breathe about every 4 minutes. And that's what we like to call turtle time. It's the easiest time to see them because they're spending a lot of time at the surface. And you'll hear them first. They sound like Darth Vader popping their heads up out of the water. And then a big splash. And then you kind of follow the bubbles and they'll pop up again. And your eye will get trained to them. And then you'll see them all the time.
I think you just named my next boat Turtle Time.
Oh, yeah?
Turtle Time.
Turtle Time. I like that.
That is a fantastic idea. Well, if you're just joining us now, you're listening to The Boating Hour, and I'm Captain Rick. I'm here every Saturday at 4 p.m., and please be sure to visit us on the web and on social media, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. And for a healthy gut, the best probiotic that exists, Livia One, natural, organic, and allergen-free. And race committees at yacht clubs, regatta chair, and event coordinators. If you need volunteers and helpers for your event, call Captain Rick. No matter how small or large, we can help, whether at land or sea. And with our new sponsorship and alliance with Raycom Radios, we can come out and supply your communications needs. So on your mark set boat and your photo or committee boats, give Captain Rick a call. We're here today with a special guest who I met at Bart Hall, the boat show, down in Long Beach. Now, you went to the this last week to the San Diego boat show, and there's one coming up next week. Are you going to be at the Pomona boat show, the Bart Hall Pomona boat show next week?
We absolutely will. You know, as a small, all-volunteer, donation-based organization, we are trying to get the word out to all of our anglers and boaters in Southern California and raise funds and find more volunteers. So anybody who's looking for an easy and fun volunteer gig, please go to SoCalSeaTurtles.org and send us an email. I heard your pitch just now that you also help find volunteers.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that would be great. If, you know, we're definitely always looking for donations, but also volunteers, even if you can only give an hour of your time. We really appreciate it, as do the sea turtles. If only they could say thank you.
Well, that, you know, that's how this show started. My goal was to promote the activities at the marinas and at the yacht clubs. There's a lot of activities.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, including row programs. We, you know, we get our Olympic row athletes, and a lot of our collegiate athletes come from some of the you know, the crew and row programs at the yacht clubs and the marinas. So that's kind of what our goal and our mission statement is, to promote the activities, the regattas, and the youth programs. We just came off of a wonderful program, Marina Del Rey, Super Bowl regatta, and Steve Potter was on my show, and he's the founder of that, and he created a program that started out with a dozen boats just for kids, and it was a week before the Super Bowl, which is some event. I have no idea what it is, but it's supposed to be big. And we had 80 boats.
Something on land.
Yeah, something. I have no idea what it is. But we had 80 boats out there, and I don't know, about 120 kids. There were a few adults, both inside and outside the harbor. And a lot of the little kids, as young as 7 and 8 and 9, as long as they can swim and they go through the program, they were in their little opties and the little Sabbaths. So it's, you know, so exciting. So I would love to feature you and help you. And I will be at the...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, what is it called? The Pomona Fairplex, the Pomona Grounds?
Yeah, the LA Pomona Fairplex. So this is going to be the boat show. The last two were the multi-sport shows. And so this one, I think, is going to be more boating focused.
I missed the San Diego, but I was there, met a lot of friends, and met you. You had a wonderful booth. I'm just so excited because I really didn't know that turtles existed in the, you know, I know there are turtles, and now.
Right? I knew that they were here, but I didn't realize in such numbers, and I didn't realize how easy it is to see them here. I mean, if you go to the San Gabriel River in Long Beach, you literally just stand on the bike path for 30 minutes, and I guarantee you'll see at least one popping up in the power plant outflow, which is such a fun and easy activity, especially for families, or if you're not a great swimmer, you don't have a vessel to go out on the water. I highly recommend, you know, taking a walk through our wetlands and seeing if you can see any sea turtles back there looking for delicious snacks.
Well, I am definitely on the prowl looking for them right now. And I did talk
Wonderful.
To, yeah, I talked to someone that in the marina just after I met you, and he's, oh yeah, I have a pet turtle. I guess he's named one of the turtles, but inside the harbor he sees, and he says it's pretty big. How big do they get?
Yeah. You know, the largest green turtle that we have weighed and measured here in Southern California was named Wrinkle Butt. She had an abnormality with the back of her carapace with the top shell. It kind of curled up and wrinkled. And she was over 550 pounds and more than 6 feet long.
My goodness.
Most of our turtles are going to be a little bit smaller in the 350 to 400 pound range. But they are the largest of the hard shell turtles, the green sea turtles. And so second only in size to our magnificent leatherback.
And are they,
is, of course, far and away the biggest reptile on the planet.
So they actually go across the ocean and come from Japan? Do they go all the way down Baja California as well? Or are they up and down?
Yeah, you know, it depends on the species. Certainly our olive Ridley turtles are going to be more common in Japan. I mean, sorry, more common in Mexico than they are here in Southern California. But they will sometimes travel up. Our green sea turtles actually breed and lay their eggs in Michoacan in southern Mexico. And so they will either be here in SoCal feeding or en route to Mexico to breed. And as they grow up as little youngins, you know, they don't really breed until probably between 30 and 40 years of age. So
wow.
For that whole long time span of 0 to 30 or 40, they'll be kind of up and down the coast between Mexico and California, just eating and growing until they're big enough to breed.
How old do they get?
Most of the turtles that we find just feast on our coast, on the west coast of the U.S., are in their, like, 50s and 60s. I believe the oldest green turtle that has been recorded at a nesting beach in the U.S. Was in her 80s. So we know that they probably live usually into their 50s and 60s, and latest probably their 80s. But, you know, because they live in the ocean, we only ever really get to study them in terms of their age data when we catch them or when they come out to nest. It is possible that there is some turtle out there who might be up to 100 years old, but she is unknown to science, she or he.
Oh,
so
wow, that's
we're
amazing.
Seeing between 50 and 80 years, so very similar to a human lifespan, except that we reach sexual maturity much younger than they do. You know, so they have a short time to reproduce themselves, but they can lay up to about 5 clutches or nests per breeding season when they are breeding, and they can have 65 to over 100 eggs per nest. So while they are slower to get started breeding, once they do start, they make quite a few baby turtles per female out there.
Oh, wow. And the turtles don't have the gender issue. There's male and female, right?
They do have genders. There tend to be more females than males in a population. And at least for our green sea turtles who like to nest on the same beaches where they were born, we're unfortunately seeing some populations that are completely female, because if the sand temperature is a little bit warmer than it should be, you get all female eggs because their gender is actually determined by the temperature at which the egg is incubated, similar to a ball python.
Wow. That's fascinating. You know, I want to
touch. This is the next suite of issues that we get to deal with in the future.
Oh, my goodness. temperature with. I want to touch on something real briefly because we're running out of time,
yeah.
And I definitely have to get you back on. I have so many questions for you. I'll see you
always happy to talk turtles till the cows come home.
And I'll definitely be at the Pomona show. But let's talk about the hatcheries because you know a little bit about that, and I'm just learning. So, because there is.
Absolutely.
Explain how the hatcheries work and what they're doing for the environment. I know that between the halibut and the bass.
The fish hatcheries. I want to say the sea turtle hatcheries are not really necessary in places where the beach is protected. But unfortunately, in some places, like in Texas on South Padre Island, they do still allow people to drive motorized vehicles on the beach during sea turtle nesting season, as well as in a lot of like developing nations. And so in those places, the scientists actually need to excavate the entire sea turtle's nest and then dig a fake nest in a safe location and incubate the eggs. And then when they hatch, they have to rush them to the ocean as fast as possible. Because they need to get to the ocean within 24 hours of hatching, because they have what's called a swimming frenzy. So they swim as fast as they can for about 24 hours, and then they just float. And if they don't get past the waves within that window of time, they won't ever get past them.
Wow.
So
that is amazing.
We prefer to leave things in nature, you know, where they belong. But if the threat of getting run over by a car or dug up by a hungry person or raccoon or stray dog is too great, then sea turtle eggs will be incubated in a hatchery. But if you ever see little hatchling sea turtles swimming around in a tank of water, don't go to that place. Give them money because those turtles will not survive. They're going to waste all their swimming frenzy energy in that tank. And once they get into the ocean, they won't have enough energy to get over those waves.
Well, that is fascinating, and we're out of time, and I'm going to definitely invite you back because this has been really
thank
exciting.
Thank you so much.
Well,
this has been so fun.
Yeah, let's plug real quick. SoCal Sea Turtles. www.boatingthehour.org. And that's all the time that we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our show with our wonderful guest, Sabrina, from Southern California Sea Turtles, SoCal Sea Turtles, Inc. And as always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful and exciting guests. And I definitely am so excited about this one. And let's not forget the Coasties, protecting our waters, America's lifesavers and guardians of the sea. And we're going to have a whole month featuring the Coast Guard, the Navy, and at the Armed Service Parade this week in Torrance. The featured branch is the Space Force, so the entire month of May dedicated to that. So here at the Boating Hour with Captain Rick, we cover everything that sails, motors, and floats from San Diego to Santa Barbara. And for a healthy gut, Livia One Probiotics. Don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds, dog.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.